This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The United States has officially entered the war between Israel and Iran after we just learned that three of Iran's most critical nuclear sites have been struck by the United States. This is major breaking news in every sense of the term because we are going to witness a seismic shift in Middle East geopolitics, and this comes off the back of the current president promising repeatedly, both during his campaign and while he was the president, that there would be no new wars, or that these wars wouldn't have happened while he was the president. Well, now that he's the president, he's saying no one could have stopped these wars, and actually, I'm going to escalate. I'm going to involve the United States. Before I even read this post, we cannot let the Republican Party flip their position on intervention overnight. They have refused to even entertain intervening with Ukraine and helping out Ukraine, yet Donald Trump is all of a sudden willing to hop into another Middle Eastern war. So this move, executed by the U.S. military's advanced stealth bombers, the B-2 bombers, will reshape a lot of the balance of powers. Let's start here, then we can talk about the ramifications, a potential retaliation against the United States, and how far we'll truly get pulled into it. Donald Trump announced on Truth Social, "We have completed our very successful attack on the three nuclear sites in Iran, including Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan. All planes are now outside of the Iran airspace. A full payload of bombs was dropped on the primary site, Fordo. All planes are safely on their way home. Congratulations to our great American warriors," says Trump. "There is not another military in the world that could have done this. Now is the time for peace. Thank you for your attention to this matter." Donald Trump says now is the time for peace after saying a full payload of bombs was dropped on a military site and also threatening the Ayatollah multiple times on his Truth Social. And listen, I'm not going to side with the Iranian regime. We should all side with the civilians, of course. I'm not going to side with the Iranian regime. But when Donald Trump says now is a time for peace off the back of dropping bombs, you're sending a type of mixed signal that isn't really strong. It's rather weak. Why not say, unless we get peace, there will be more coming? And at the same time, if Donald Trump wants to claim this is peace through strength, please don't forget, he doesn't know what that means. If he did, he would have been arming Ukraine to the teeth since day one. That would have actually solved the war. That would have gotten us closer. But Trump fully announced that U.S. forces with a full payload of bombs struck Iran's fortified nuclear facilities, and all U.S. aircraft reportedly exited Iran airspaces safely, which is good. The attack follows weeks of rising tensions, weeks of Donald Trump playing this game of will I, won't I, and he now pulls the United States into another war. There are a few other key points I want to make that I want to talk about a potential retaliation against the United States. So first of all, this wouldn't have happened if Kamala Harris were the president. This is happening directly because of Trump pulling us out of the Iran nuclear deal that Obama negotiated. But also, you are supposed to go through Congress when you either initiate a war or even when you strike an enemy. Now, there are exceptions, but this is not one of them. This is not an immediate national security threat. So Trump subverting Congress is yet another expansion of executive power. We've seen executive power over and over and over. And regarding retaliation, there are a lot of United States troops stationed in the Middle East that are now under a lot of pressure. They're in a lot of danger. These are people's sons and daughters that are under a lot of pressure. When it comes to the actual bombs themselves on Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan, bombing nuclear facilities like this could release radioactive material, endanger a lot of populations. Even if you do believe that Iran is getting closer to nukes, what you'd want to do is negotiate a deal. Use diplomacy in the same way that President Obama did. All of this could have been solved if Donald Trump never pulled us out of the Iran nuclear deal when he got into office. Now, the thing is, there could be a lot of repercussions. I mean, retaliation from Iran is almost certain, but the scale of it just remains unseen. I mean, after we killed Soleimani, Iran did respond, but it was kind of toothless. So there's a huge risk of escalation throughout the Middle East. There are a lot of troops that are stationed in key areas. So who knows what Iran's current military capacity is, but we will see how this continues to escalate. I feel like if we go on Donald Trump's full Truth Social post, oh my Lord, let's read some of the comments on Trump's post. This says, Israel's bitch. I regret my vote 100%. Good effing job. Your legacy is dead. Can we get the money Obama sent Iran box? Someone said, so much winning. There's a lot of cult stuff. You fool. You damn fool. You doomed us all. This is the reality. Trump is not the no-new-wars president. He will pull us into a war the second he thinks it benefits us or Israel. This is the message we have to spread. The idea that people voted for this man en masse because they believe that he had some sort of impulse control and wouldn't pull us into new wars is egregious. It's why we're building something bigger and better with contributors, and I love that you guys are here with it. This next one says, strength, respect, and leadership, just more random AI cult slop. I mean, I love how the No New War crowd is very, very quickly hopping into the war. At least this person says, this is not our war. Why? People got duped. We can go down the list. The co-founder of Latinas for Trump came out and said Trump's reckless deportations were way too aggressive and were targeting people who were weeks away from going through the proper court procedures, you know, the proper legal procedures. We can talk about the Muslims for Trump coalition. They're now mad at the Middle East stuff. Of course, they're going to be mad at this. We can talk about farmers for Trump who have been screwed by the deportations and the tariffs. You get what you voted for, a reckless, reckless administration with reckless policy, and I'll leave it there. If you want to help build Mockler Media, you can subscribe below. We are outpacing all of the right-wing media figures. I mean, I dropped out of college a year and a half ago to pursue this, and since then, we've outpaced Charlie Kirk, outpaced Tucker Carlson. We've outpaced all of them in terms of month-over-month growth, and that's because of you guys. So if you want to help the growth continue, you can subscribe below. It's free. You can grab a membership, gift a membership. I love you all. See you in the next video. Peace out.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.